I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The state of Illinois is no longer leading the nation in exonerations. The state of Texas beat out Illinois for the number of overturned convictions last year, 26 to 20, according to the National Registry of Exonerations. Illinois held the top spot for the previous 6 years. Maurice Posley, senior researcher for the registry, says the number shows there are people out there trying to make sure convictions are valid.
That reflects, you know, the good work of people. It also shows that there's a lot of wrongs that need to be righted still.
Over the last several years, most Illinois exonerations were of drug cases involving disgraced Chicago Police Sergeant Ronald Watts. State officials are preparing for the possibility that the ongoing national measles outbreak could spread to Illinois. More than 700 cases have been reported across 25 states. There have not been any cases reported in Illinois so far. Dr. Arthi Barnes is the chief medical officer for the Illinois Department of Public Health. She told the 21st show that vaccinations in the state have helped limit further spread of measles during an outbreak last year.
Being protected already by the time you get exposed to measles is what will prevent massive outbreaks from occurring and will help create a cocooning effect around our vulnerable community members, children under the age of 6 months who you cannot get vaccinated.
Symptoms of measles include fever, cough, and a rash that spreads all over the body. Barnes recommends residents get vaccinated before they travel to protect themselves from the virus. You can find more information at the State Health Department's website at idph.gov. On tax day yesterday, the Illinois Policy Institute revealed the average Illinois household paid right at $13,000 in state and local taxes in 2024, about 16.5% of household income. The Institute says state income taxes alone reached $4,000 per return, up over $1,500 since 2017. The analysis shows 28% of income taxes go to pensions and government services, while others support education, human services, Medicaid, and public safety. Economic development receives just $28 per return. Learn more at WSIU.org.